Mercer International requests change to bond. Indenture. On April 3, Mercer International approached the holders of its $400 million issue of 12.75% bonds maturing October 1, 2028, and its $875 million issue of 5.125% bonds maturing February 1, 2029, which we recommended in the November 2025 distressed investing, with a request to consent to changing a provision in their bond indentures. When a company wants to amend or delete a provision in a bond indenture, the agreement that governs the terms of its borrowing, it requests consent to make the change. Although it varies, in many cases the company requires acceptance by holders of a majority of the bonds, 50% plus $1,000, in order for the proposed change to become effective. For certain core bond provisions, like the amount owed, the interest rate, and the maturity date, a change requires unanimous consent. Mercer is willing to pay $1 per $1,000 face amount of bonds, 0.10%, to allow the following provision to be removed from the indentures of the 12.75% and 5.125% bonds. TE Company will not, and will not permit any of its restricted subsidiaries to, directly or indirectly, pay or cause to be paid any consideration to or for the benefit of any holder of notes for or as an inducement to any consent, waiver or amendment of any of the terms or provisions of this indenture or the notes unless such consideration is offered to be paid and is paid to all holders of the notes that consent, waive or agree to amend the time frame set forth in the solicitation documents relating to such consent, waiver or agreement. This offer, originally scheduled to conclude on April 10, has been extended to April 15 at 5 p.m. ET, 2 days from now. In plain terms, Mercer wants bondholders to give the company future discretion to strike a deal with a subset of bondholders. This would appear to be an unfavorable change for those bondholders who would not be in line to receive some future fee. We believe, however, that deleting the provision may enable the company to reach an agreement that would increase the odds that their bonds will get paid off on time. For instance, the company might want to approach large bondholders with a request to extend the maturity of their bonds by 2 or 3 years. In exchange for asking these bondholders to get paid later than the rest of the bondholders, the company would need to offer something in return. That would likely mean a combination of a cash fee, a higher interest rate, and/or security in some of the company's unpledged assets. In this hypothetical case, the agreement with the large bondholders would spread out Mercer's bond maturity schedule and make it more likely that all the other bondholders would get paid on time. There are regulatory reasons why the company might want to strike a deal with institutional bondholders. It is easier, faster, and less expensive to issue new bonds privately, and only institutional investors are permitted to own private bonds. Individuals are permitted to own only bonds that have been registered with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, which is a time-consuming and costly process. In our report Value Investing on Steroids, dated November 13, 2025, we wrote, Mercer is in discussions with its bank lenders to extend its credit lines beyond their 2027 maturity dates. If operations don't improve by the middle of next year, Mercer may also seek to extend the maturity of its bonds, including the 5.125% scheduled to mature February 1, 2029, which we are recommending in this issue. In this context, where the company may need to extend the maturity of some of its 12.75% and/or 5.125% bonds in order to refinance its bank debt, it may well be in the interest of all bondholders for the company to strike a deal with a small group of bondholders and be able to strike while the iron is hot. The consent offer increased the level of concern about Mercer's liquidity. Over the last week, Mercer's 5.125% bonds, which we recommended in that November report, have fallen from roughly $540 to roughly $340 per bond, and Mercer's stock fell from roughly $1.40 per share to $1.10 per share. As of December 31, the company had $187 million in cash and $243 million available on its credit lines. On April 30, the company is scheduled to report its results for the quarter that ended March 31. As a reminder, we have expected Mercer's results to remain weak, most likely through the first half of 2026. Mercer's formal solicitation materials provide that holders who wish to consent should contact their broker to provide consent. We continue to recommend Mercer's 5.125% bond maturing February 1, 2029, up to $650. Martin Fridson Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland. For important disclosures and disclaimers, please visit our legal disclosures page.